interesting.
When are you going to go to sleep?
In a minute, honey. This is a fascinating article about what makes a happy marriage.
Hmm.
And Cliff, at the end of the article, there is a quiz.
Oh, no.
Let's take the quiz, Cliff.
No.
Oh, come on, honey. It'll be fun.
I'm going to take a quiz for what? I'm already happily married. I don't have to take a quiz and then mess up my marriage.
Are you afraid that we'll find out we don't have a happy marriage? No. Question number one. What would you change about your mate?
Nothing.
Are you saying I'm perfect?
Absolutely.
Well, it says here that if your spouse says nothing, he or she may have something to hide.
That's wrong. And they lie.
Well, let's see. There must be something about me that you would change.
Well, let me sleep on it, then I'll make a list in the morning.
Well, this is what I would change about you. Sometimes when you eat, you put your fork in your mouth sideways, and then when you pull it out, it scrapes your teeth, and I don't like that.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Okay, now it's your turn.
I don't have anything.
Okay, then I'll go again.
You will, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Okay. I wish that there were two of you instead of just one.
Cliff, that is very sweet. Are you trying to say that one of me is not enough?
I'm trying to say that I wish there were two of you, because if one started to act the way you act now, I'd roll over and sleep with the other one.
Hey, Dad.
How you doing?
Is something wrong?
Afraid we're gonna have to get rid of the station wagon.
Betty Lou?
Yeah. Came out of the hospital and got into her. She wouldn't start up. So I got out, went around the front, lifted up the hood, and I was looking, and Dr. Quinn came out and said, "You fooling around with that thing again, Dr. Huxtable? Why don't you get a tow truck and have it towed away forever?" And I know that Betty Lou heard him, because her windshield started to mist. And I took the wiper blade and I wiped the little tears from off of the windshield.
Well, Dad, you've had Betty Lou for 15 years.
15 good years, too. 15 years, man, of sleet, snow, blizzards. I'd be on the road on my way to deliver a baby, and snow plows would see Betty Lou coming and they would pull over to the side as if to say, "Betty Lou, lead the way." And there were times when the gauge read empty and she went another 15 miles on fumes. Oh, Betty Lou.
Dad, you have to move on.
Yeah. Guess I have to get another car.
Well, Mama will be happy. She's been wanting you to get rid of Betty Lou for a long time.
Your mother has always been jealous of her.
Well, are you going to get another station wagon?
Yep.
Well, Dad, before you do that, I have an idea.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, you see, I don't think a station wagon is the way to go.
Really?
Well, no, the family's not that big anymore. Denise and Sandra are away at college, and I'm going to be at college before you know it.
So you're saying I should get something smaller, a sedan?
Well, no, I had something else in mind.
Like what?
This.
Oh, XKY 4000.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Does this woman lying on the hood come with the car, too?
No, Dad.
But son, this is a sports car.
Dad, this sports car goes from 0 to 60 in 5.7 seconds. Now think how fast you can get to the hospital and deliver those babies. You're thinking it's a two-seater, right?
Yeah.
Now you know Vanessa doesn't go that many places with us anymore. And if you let me drive, Mom could sit on your lap.
What do we do with Rudy?
Well, there's a storage space behind the seats. Just slide her in there.
Let me see this. Oh, no, 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 no. Better. Look, there's a luggage rack on the trunk. We could put her on the luggage rack and strap her down.
Are you making fun of me?
Yes. I'm going to get a station wagon.
What about the XKY?
You can get an XKY when you get to Do-Re-Mi.
What's up?
I need to borrow a ruler to do my report.
Oh, go ahead. It's on top of the desk. What's your report about?
Mammals, reptiles, and birds.
Can I read it?
No.
Why not?
Whenever I show you something, you tell me it's wrong.
If you let me read it, I promise I won't say anything.
Well, okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Well?
Well, what?
What do you think?
I promise not to say anything.
Tell me. I want to know.
Well, do you want nice or honest?
Honest.
It stinks.
It does not stink.
I'm sorry, Rudy. You want it honest.
Okay, tell me what's wrong.
Well, the animals you drew, they're way off. Under mammals, you drew a duck. Now, that's not a mammal.
That's not a duck.
What is it?
It's a giraffe.
On Mars, maybe, Rudy. No one's gonna think that's a giraffe.
Hey, I'm only 7.
That is no excuse. You are hiding behind your age. Come out.
What can I do? I'm not a good drawer.
Rudy, I can help you with the drawing, but did your teacher say that you had to draw?
No.
Well, there you go. What you need to do is find some pictures of mammals and birds, cut them out and paste them onto the page. And underneath the picture, write the name of the animal. But do it neatly, because teachers love neatness.
So I have to start all over again.
Well, it's up to you. You have a choice. You can either be an A student or Miss Sloppy Pig.
I want an A.
Good. If you like, I'd be happy to look it over when you're through.
You think I'm coming back here?
I understand. This is the price. Yes, I will stand firm on it. Thank you, Bruce. Bye-bye.
Dad, aren't you going to get ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Why are you dressed like that?
I'm dressed like this because when you go in to negotiate the price of a car, you can't go in looking like you have a lot of money.
But the price of the car is already on the sticker, right?
That's the suggested retail price. Now, I'm going to go in and negotiate with the salesman on what will be the actual price.
Well, how do you know what price to ask for?
I talked to Dr. Bruce Bolden, who knows all about cars and also happens to be cheap.
Okay.
All right.
Now, is there anything I can do to help?
Yes. You can not let anyone know that I am a doctor.
Okay.
If they find out that I'm a doctor, then the man will lose all flexibility in determining the price.
Okay, Mr. Huxtable.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still your son?
No. You will always be my son.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, will I still be your father?
No.
And you know, we handle more cars than any dealership in this whole tri-state area.
I've never seen so many cars.
We've got 5 miles of cars on that lot, and I'm ready to move every one of them. Now go ahead and have a seat here.
Thank you, Mr. Surrett.
No, please, call me Davis. Now, that station wagon you were looking at, now wasn't it a beauty? And that is the most popular model.
Even the color you wanted, Dad.
Ha ha ha!
Looks like Junior approves.
Junior doesn't have money to pay for a car.
Well, that is true. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you brought him along, because children are truly wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Most of them. Most
of them. Hey, well, I got three beautiful daughters myself. She's 12. This one's 8. And check the little baby out, 7 years old. Look at that little crooked smile. Yeah, she's gonna be needing braces pretty soon. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, how you doing, dear? Excuse me, it's my wife. $200? Ouch. Well, go ahead and pay the man. Gotta have heat. Yeah. That's right. Can't have the children freezing this winter. Okay, I love you too now. Bye-bye. $200 here, $200 there. Soon as I make it, it's gone. Mm. Do you have any more children?
I have 4 daughters and a son. And I know exactly what you mean. 2 of them in college. The others have the braces you're talking about. And I don't have any clothes because I spend everything dressing him up.
Must be quite expensive raising a large family like that.
Oh, yeah.
May I ask what you do for a living?
Yes, I work.
Don't we all? Where?
Huh?
Where?
Hard.
Doing what?
What difference does it make as long as you work hard?
What did your father do that's so hard?
I wouldn't want to do it.
Well, why don't we take your new car out for a test drive?
My new car?
Oh, yes. In addition to being a salesman, I can also see into the future. And I see you in that car.
Can you also see me getting a good deal?
Oh, I see you getting a great deal.
Oh! How are you, Mr. Babbitt? What are you doing here?
I'm having my car serviced. What about you? You thinking about buying?
Well, I came to buy a station wagon, maybe.
A station wagon with all of your money? And look, what are these clothes you're wearing? I go into this guy's office. He wears designer sweaters. One of his sweaters costs more than my whole wardrobe. Who's this guy standing
here? That's my son. Mr. Babbitt.
Hi, your name?
Theo.
Hi, Leo. It's very nice seeing you.
Oh, you're a doctor.
And how's Mrs. Huxtable?
Oh, so-so.
So-so. I heard she was made a partner in her law firm. She's in the biggest law firm in the country. Well, look, I wish I could stay here talking to you, but look, I gotta go home. I'm gonna tell Nancy I saw you,
yes,
Dr. Huxtable.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Nice meeting you, Leo.
Theo.
Now, what did you say you do?
Hey, Rudy, how's it going?
I'm almost finished.
Already? That was fast. This is good.
You like it?
Yeah, these pictures are great. Where did you get them?
Out of these books.
These books?
Yeah.
The encyclopedia?
Yeah.
Dad's Audubon Book of Birds, the one Mom gave him for his birthday?
Yeah, that one had lots of good pictures in it.
I don't believe this. You just ruined some very valuable books.
You told me to cut out pictures.
Not out of books, out of magazines.
You didn't say magazines.
Well, that is what I meant.
That's not what you said.
It doesn't matter. You are in major trouble.
So are you.
Me?
Yeah, so it's your fault. Dad left you in charge.
It is not. You're the one who cut out the pictures.
You're the one who left me alone with scissors.
Hey! Got the shoes I wanted and on sale.
Vanessa's in trouble.
I am not.
What's wrong?
Vanessa told me to cut pictures out of these books.
Vanessa?
I didn't tell her that. I just told her to find some pictures of mammals and birds.
Yeah, well, did you tell her where she could find the pictures?
No.
Well, you should have done that.
Well, why is everyone trying to blame me for this?
Because Dad left you in charge.
I'm only 13.
Vanessa, Dad is not gonna buy that.
Daddy only put me in charge because you weren't here. You never stay home when you visit.
Excuse me, I do have friends to see and shopping to do. Can't spend all my time with you two.
Well, we're your little sisters and we need to be supervised.
Give me a break. I've spent half my life babysitting the two of you. I'm in college now.
So, Mom and Dad are paying for it.
What has that got to do with anything?
You should be paying them back by taking care of us.
Yeah, so it's your fault, too.
It's not.
Look, let's not argue, okay? Dad's going to settle this when he gets home.
And you two are in big trouble.
Well, Doctor, you have to admit, that was probably the smoothest ride you've ever had in a station wagon.
Now, what are you going to sell me the car for?
Well, you saw the price on the sticker. All right. My mind is like a prairie. It's wide open. Uh-huh. So why don't you give me a suggestion?
Okay.
Oh, are we going to write it on a piece of paper?
Uh-huh.
I can see I'm dealing with a pro here. Why don't you give this back to me when you're done writing? You're joking, right? You're kidding me. Your father's playing with me, right?
Do you have a joke?
Oh, I certainly do.
Is it funnier than mine?
It's hilarious. You'll love this one.
You only took $150 off.
That's right. But I'm gonna give you that rear window defroster for free.
I don't need a rear window defroster. I have Junior. I drive in the car and the rear window frosts up. I said, stop it. And I said, Junior, he's out.
Doctor, this is the best I can do. Now, you're just going to have to come up some.
Yo, this price includes my trade-in.
What trade-in?
The trade-in. I have a car right out here.
Oh, well, let me take a look. This could change everything.
All right.
I don't see nothing out there but an old abandoned station wagon. I'm gonna have to add $300 to the price just to tow that thing off my lot. I'll tell you what, I can see that you're really attached to her. And I am a sentimental guy. So what I'm gonna do is give you a respectable price here. You add another $500 to your final offer, we got a deal.
$100.
Come on, doctor, it's gonna take at least $400.
$200.
$300.
$2.
You can't come up with another $100.
No, sir.
I'm sorry. As much as I like to make this deal, I can't do this.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Surrett. Certainly appreciate your time.
Here we go. Are we really leaving? Wait. You mean to tell me you would walk out this door over $100?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, man. You know you're making me work hard here. I'll meet you halfway. $50.
You have a deal.
Yeah. All right, we did it! Ow!
Hi, Dad.
Hi. What have we here?
We thought we'd do something special tonight.
How nice.
Yes, Dad, come, sit down. Talk to us. How did it go with the car?
Well, fine. We have a brand new station wagon tomorrow morning. Yes.
Splendid!
Thank you.
Would you care for an appetizer?
An appetizer! Oh, my goodness!
It is antipasto, Dad. Your favorite.
Well, what's blown up or on fire? No, don't give me nothing. There's something wrong in here. Now, what have you blown up, what has burned up, or what have you flushed down the toilet by mistake?
Well, Dad, we were kind of hoping to save that till after dinner.
No, I want to hear about it now.
Okay. So Rudy was given this assignment where she had to find pictures of reptiles, mammals, and birds.
Mm-hmm.
She drew some pictures, but I told her they weren't good enough, and I suggested she find some nice photographs.
So I cut up your books.
What books?
Page 98.
And?
This one, too.
Pages 105 to 128.
Okay.
Dad, I didn't tell her to cut up your books.
He told me to cut out pictures.
Not out of books.
Please.
You guys, please. Dad is trying to talk.
What I want to say is that these books...
cost a lot of money. Vanessa didn't tell me that.
You owe it to Dad to be quiet.
Thank you. Now, what I was going to say...
You were going to yell at Rudy.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, you guys, we have to keep quiet so Dad can remember what he wants to say. Dad, what do you want to say?
Is this dinner any good?
Yes.
What are we having?
Chicken.
Is the same chicken was in this book?
No.
Well, why don't we have dinner? Did you finish that report?
Yes.
May I see it, please?
Sure.
Very good report. Very expensive.
Audience.